Welcome to this APTA podcast, bringing you coverage of the 2017 NEXT Conference and Exposition in Boston, Massachusetts. During NEXT, we conducted multiple interviews with conference lecturers and association leaders, which we broadcast live via Facebook. You can watch those videos at apta.org/next/news, or you can listen to podcast versions like this one, which are available via iTunes or at apta.org/podcasts.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Cruz Romero. One more time, we're back again with another live video. I'm the Director of Communications with the Student Assembly Board of Directors. We're here live at APTA Next at the Media Center, and we're joined by Janine Gunn. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Cruz.
Good. Yeah, thank you for your time. Really means a lot for you to come out and talk to all the students here.
Absolutely. You know it's my favorite thing to do is to talk with all of you as students.
Yeah. So, Janine, you were literally just recently re-elected to the Board of Directors in a different position now. Mm-hmm. So you're now the treasurer of the Board of Directors.
Correct.
So just for all of the students, I really do think this is important, because as students move into early professional and the rest of their career, I mean, the Board of Directors are acting at essentially the highest level of our profession. So can you talk to us about what the Board of Directors are? What do you do in your role?
Sure. Thank you for the question. Mm-hmm. So there are 15 members of the APTA board, and those 15 members represent our almost 100,000 members of the APTA. So I have been a director on the board for the last 5 years, and I was just elected to the treasurer position on Tuesday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And some of the roles on the board, especially for students that are watching, we not only participate in the House and take the direction from the House on big guiding principles and policies that they send our way, but at the same time, we work at more of a local level with each of our components. Right. And the Student Assembly, Cruz is one of 10 members on the Student Assembly. They're one of the groups that we get to liaison with, and yeah. I've been the Student Assembly liaison for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So, and I also work with chapters and sections and other groups as well. So in that role, it's guiding and listening and trying to allow all 10 of you to be as creative as you can be and provide some direction.
Yeah.
So, and then now in the treasurer role, the treasurer is just one of the 15, meaning there's one vote. But at the same time, it's my responsibility to work with our CFO and our finance department and really look at our budget every year and look at all of the things that all of our different components want to do, all of the big, bold, great ideas, and really prioritize and determine what can we do now, what needs to wait, and what those next steps look like.
Awesome. Great. When you say that, you remind me a lot of my girlfriend, because you guys must be exactly the same, just very, very good at managing finances. Obviously, this is at a much, much larger level, but yeah, that's incredible. So I think it's important for students to know that your role is 100% volunteer. I mean, you step in, and you're fortunate enough that you're in a position where you can do that, but that means so much. And I think watching the entire process of nomination, candidacy, you walked in, you gave a speech, you answered questions. It was intense. It was a long process.
It's intense, but it is absolutely the most rewarding volunteer professional role I've ever served in as being part of the APTA board. And I'm going to challenge anyone watching, and especially the students and the new professionals watching, we need you, all of you, on our board. Whether it's the APTA board, your state, a section, a district chair, just get involved, because I know I was watching our CEO, Justin Moore, say, you get much more back than we put in as the volunteer. And you're probably experiencing that being on the Student Assembly Board. But it is 100% volunteer. I'm very fortunate to work for a company that believes in this service and allows me to spend time away from the office.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So one of the things, one just very, very large moment was when Dr. Sharon Dunn gave up and she addressed the entire House. And in that address, she talked about 7 bold moves.
Yeah.
And you and the Board of Directors, you all created these 7 bold moves. And I think it's important to highlight some of these. So four of them that I really want to highlight, that I think really students should know about, are a unified brand, making it really easy to be a member, diversity, inclusion, and engagement. And the last one I think that really relates to students is an educational model for the future.
Right.
So these seven bold statements are almost like a guiding light, a lighthouse that we're going to look towards in the future, right? So I my question for you is, where do you see students and early professionals too, for that matter, fitting into these, you know, these four main ones that we just talked about?
The bold moves, this is the first time even as a board, and so my board colleagues are out there, that we even created seven bold moves. Yeah. We've always been very traditional. We've had a strategic plan, you know, we have our budget, but we needed to figure out a way to talk about, especially these four that you've brought up, that would resonate with all of the membership. And and they may not even hit the strategic plan yet, some might, but how do we look to the future? The first one I'll take is the easy to be a member. I have been learning over the last year, especially really listening at CSM, at NEXT, at the National Student Conclave. How do we engage current students and as you graduate into that new professional to be a member?
Yeah.
And what do you think the key word is that I hear? Value. It needs to be valuable to me.
Yeah.
But what's the challenge? Valuable to you is different than value to your nine other colleagues.
Right.
So how do we figure that out? Right. And one new early career professional told me at CSM, and they said, you know, Janine, it's really that personal touch. I need to be touched, whether it's, you know, you work together and it's truly a face-to-face conversation or a personal email, a first personal IM, whatever it is to say, this event's happening, you should come with me.
Yeah.
And really, that's that easy to be a member. It's finding each of those different pieces that will resonate with different individuals.
I love that.
That bold move there is, it's also a bylaws. You've just sat in the House of Delegates,
right,
and it's very policy driven. So if we have great ideas, 2020 is our magic time. We can make changes to our bylaws and be creative.
Okay.
So that would be my challenge. All students and new professionals out there, if you've got an idea on what we could do different with membership that would make you want to stay engaged at any level, be as creative as you want, talk to anyone on the Student Assembly Board or reach out to me as well.
That's great to hear you say that, because this is the second year in a row that students have brought an RC to the House,
right?
Or have championed something in this way. So we can do it as
we
students.
We just added an agenda item for Friday.
Awesome. All right. Great.
Let's see. So also education models for the future.
Yeah.
You know, they're changing. DPT programs are in typically large institutions. How do we do that differently?
Yeah.
There's actually some schools out there that are doing more of a cloud-based education system, and you come in not 100% of the time.
Yep.
What are the models for when you graduate? What does it look like when you graduate with your DPT, and what's your clinical education model? And that's a really big discussion
right now.
And stay tuned. Throughout the next year, there are going to be surveys coming out to members, to students, to better understand what does it look like in 10 years and 30 years. This isn't an immediate light switch.
Right.
This is a big, bold move.
Yeah.
And probably one of the other ones is just looking at the diversity. You've been a great champion. Cruz spoke in front of the House of Delegates, I believe, today. Mm-hmm. And just really championing, how do we touch more individuals with diverse backgrounds than currently our association has? And
not only of ethnicity, but of cognitive,
everything.
All different types of diversity.
Everything.
Yeah.
And I think some of the things that you and your board have even talked about are just ideas. It can't be when you're in high school or when you're in college and thinking about PT. It's got to go much earlier.
Yeah.
It's got to go back to the elementary schools. How do we get involved?
God, I love that.
To let kids. I mean, I have two grandchildren. One wants to be a fireman and one wants to be a doctor. They don't even know what a physical therapist is. So we've got to change that. And I think students are the ones that can help us do that.
I agree. That's great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
God, again, one more time. It really means a lot when our leaders you know, at the highest level are saying that. It really does. So I'm not sure if you really realize the just how much that means. So great to hear that. So now taking a step forward, you mentioned the strategic plan. And the way currently the strategic plan is laid out is there's three large buckets. So we have transform the society, transform the profession, and then transform the association.
Right.
So now what I'm really curious is how do you think students and early professionals now fit into those three buckets?
Right. Well, what I really like about our strategic plan is that because there are three buckets, society, profession, and association, most people hear strategic plan and it's like, big, heavy. That doesn't involve me. So getting to the level, I love the way you've asked the question, because what can students and new early career professionals do with society? What you guys are doing, you're the ones pushing, I think, a lot of us to look at the population around the world.
Right.
You're pushing us to say, how can we do things? You're looking for jobs and saying, all right, well, but I want to go on a one-week mission trip. I want to go on a one-week trip to a country that needs to help children for a week. And you're challenging my day job as well as us as at APTA to be creative so that we can provide those opportunities, because you want your generation, you want to give back and you want to do something bigger than yourselves.
Yeah.
And that's PT Day of Service. So that is clearly where I see you touching that area. Within the overall profession, I really think you are the ones, we touched on diversity, but you're the ones that can help us look at getting to people differently with who we are and what we are, so we're hitting a broader range of individuals that will choose to be a physical therapist.
Yeah.
It's the best profession you could ever choose. Not everybody knows about it.
Agreed.
And
yeah.
then with the association, transforming the association, the student assembly does that on a regular basis. Every year, the 10 of them are elected, and they come up with about 15 huge, bold isn't even the right word, transformational ideas, and you push us every year at our association level to do something different, but the key one right now is back at those membership models.
Yeah.
You're all saying, we want a different way to be involved. Maybe we don't want to be involved for a year or 18 months on a task force. We've got an hour. We've got a day. Give us a mechanism to be able to do that.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, everyone. So this is number two, Facebook Live. Again, as I mentioned before, there's going to be a lot more of these coming out. Janine, thank you so much for your time. And everyone watching at home, so this is the last one for today, but I have three more tomorrow. Continue watching. You can also go to the APTA directly, the APTA Facebook page, and you can watch tons of other ones. We really want to bring an experience to you at home. So thank you for watching. Thank you for your time. See you soon. Thanks.
Thank you, Cruz.
For more podcasts like this one, go to apta.org/podcasts or search APTA Podcasts on iTunes. Don't forget to mark your calendar for next 2018 in Orlando, Florida, June 27th through 30th.